Hey, so over the last few weeks, we've been looking at Jesus' whakapapa, Sarah, Rahab, Tamar, Bathsheba, Leah, and Mary, and what they teach us about following Jesus today. These people all have a heap of strength and resilience and faith in God. And boy, do we and our whole planet need strength and resiliency and faith in our lives, don't we? And we see these qualities in Joseph too, Jesus' on-the-ground dad. There he is, having chosen the person that he wants to spend the rest of his life with, Mary, only to find out that she's pregnant and he knows it wasn't him. He's got every reason to walk away. The situation is complicated and confusing, and I imagine it would feel pretty heartbreaking. The fact that he has a dream where God tells him all is okay and to go ahead with his marriage and the new dad role, it doesn't deal with all the challenges that he's facing here. There's a huge leap of faith for him. Faith in God and faith in Mary. Sometimes a leap of faith is needed to trust and to believe that the God of love is there and is leading us. To look beyond our immediate circumstances, to step out, to take a risk. And in these times, led by God and in God's ways, may we be found held in the arms of love, like our Joseph found himself holding the baby of love. Joseph embraced the godlike qualities of care. Care for Jesus and care for Mary. We see it in his respect for her future. We see it in his dedication to following God in unexpected ways. We see it in his making the best of the traveling and accommodation situation, in the escape from danger when they had to flee to Egypt. Verse 3 of the carol, O Holy Night, says these words, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppressions shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. We all know the world is not what it could or should be. The opposite of Joseph's respectful and caring ways invades homes and lives, summarized by power and control. Over this time each year, domestic violent rates spike hugely. And there can be a real sense of being trapped, being enslaved for many, far, far too many women. It's the opposite of the way Joseph went about his roles. So as we sing this carol, you may like to join me in singing, changing that line that's in yellow there to singing, for the slave is our sister. Along with many homes today, Jesus' whakapapa was also full of all sorts of slaves. And yet because of Jesus, tiny, vulnerable, peacemaking Jesus, gender-based and all forms of oppression one day will cease. These chains will be broken and replaced with justice and peace and joy, just what our hurting world needs. So, oh Holy Night is just—it's really just so beautiful, isn't it? It places Jesus where he ought to be, as the one who is love and peace, the freedom bringer, and the one that is worthy of being praised forever.